Access to the internet has become a necessity for participating in today's society, from connecting with people to finding jobs and accumulating knowledge. Unfortunately, the cost of high-speed internet remains out of reach for many low-income households, particularly those in socioeconomically disadvantaged areas. However, initiatives such as the Affordable Connectivity Program are providing free or low-cost internet access, digital devices, and training to eligible households, making it possible for individuals and families to benefit from the vast resources available online. Under the Affordable Connectivity Program, eligible homes receive a monthly subsidy of $30 towards their broadband plans. This essentially provides households with free internet access and can be used in conjunction with other government subsidies such as Lifeline. The positive impact of this program on low-income households has been extraordinary. By bridging the digital divide, it empowers those who have historically been excluded from participating in the digital economy, providing access to educational and career opportunities and improving their quality of life. However, the digital divide is not limited only to low-income households. Schools in socioeconomically disadvantaged areas, public schools, and rural schools also face significant challenges when it comes to providing quality instruction due to insufficient internet access and inadequate digital technology. While investments in infrastructure and reallocating teachers can be helpful, it may not be enough. Teacher training and collaboration play a significant role in enabling students to use digital technology regularly. To ensure all teachers in all schools are capable of using information and communication technology, ICT, and that students have regular access to digital technology, efforts should be made to close the gap between private and public schools in terms of ICT use frequency. Marginalized and underrepresented communities should have the same access to technology and digital resources as their wealthier counterparts. In addition to the immediate benefits of providing access to technology and digital resources, promoting digital equity is an important component of overall equity and social justice. Lack of access to technology and digital resources can exacerbate existing social inequalities, including in education, employment, and healthcare. Addressing broader issues of equity, such as systemic discrimination and bias, promoting equal access to education and employment opportunities, and ensuring that all individuals have a voice and representation in decision-making processes, is crucial to creating a more just and equitable society. Initiatives such as the Affordable Connectivity Program are essential in bridging the digital divide and promoting digital equity, enabling low-income households to access essential online services and information and empowering them to participate in the digital economy. However, it is important to address the broader issues of equity and social justice to create a more just and equitable society.